Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
Well, it's just about time for cherry blossom season here in Fukuoka, so let me introduce a few spots to go and do a bit of hanami, or cherry blossom viewing. First, we've got Maizuru Park, a 15-minute walk from Tenjin. The park is known for housing the Fukuoka Castle ruins, a symbol of the park, you might say. At the ruins, you'll find yourself surrounded by more than 1,000 beautiful cherry trees with a wonderful light up at night during the blossom season. Along the moat, you'll also see the cherry trees reflected on the water, making for a spectacular sight. During the season, the grounds are filled with food stalls and food trucks so that people can enjoy hanami even at night. You might want to stop at Imaya, one of the stands, for a delicious hamburger to enjoy as you do hanami. Some other places to consider for hanami are the Fukuoka City Zoo and Botanical Garden, Umi no Nakamichi Seaside Park in Higashi Ward, and Abariyama Citizen Park, where you can enjoy walking among the trees for some forest bathing and cherry blossom viewing. Finally, Atago Shrine, where you'll find the cherry tree of good luck, is one more place to visit. Of course, the list doesn't stop there in Fukuoka City. In many parks and streets, even in the middle of the city, you can enjoy hanami. So, enjoy it to the fullest while the cherry trees are in full bloom. Here's to a great hanami season this year.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right, well, now I have some information from Fukuoka City. I mentioned that it's moving season now that spring is here, and that means that this time tends to be when we see a lot more oversized garbage. And so I've got some information on how to use the Oversized Garbage Disposal Call Center. The first way to do it is by applying for pickup with the Oversized Garbage Disposal Call Center. First, contact them by phone or by internet, or even through the official Fukuoka City Line account. Then you can put in your application and purchase the appropriate oversized garbage disposal ticket at the convenience store or other shops. The garbage pickup day will be roughly 1 week after you apply, and you must put out the garbage by 8:30 a.m. on the collection day in the designated spot. The phone number for the Oversized Garbage Disposal Call Center is 092-731-1153. Again, that number is 092-731-1153. If you apply via the internet or line, you can do so at your convenience 24 hours a day. For TVs, refrigerators, freezers, washing machines, clothes dryers, and air conditioners, according to the Home Appliance Recycling Law, there are specific guidelines for disposal. You can have the old appliance removed by the firm installing the new one, or you can contact the store where you originally bought the appliance. You can also contact the Yamada Denki in your city about disposal. Recycling fees, as well as fees for collection and transport, will be required. To continue, I have one more announcement. Fukuoka City has designated March 20th as Citizens Disaster Prevention Day to keep the experience of the March 20th, 2005 Fukuoka Prefecture Seiho-Oki earthquake from being forgotten. In recent years, major disasters such as earthquakes and heavy rain have occurred in many areas. We never know when a disaster will strike. So, in order for each of us to take appropriate actions when a disaster strikes, it's important to be prepared on a daily basis. Please check the Fukuoka City website for hazard maps and information on disaster prevention. And again, prepare and confirm what to take with you when you evacuate. Let's take the Citizens Disaster Prevention Day as an opportunity to think about disaster prevention for the safety of yourself, your family, and your community. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.